of the opinion that it's a din, that it's a chalois. So there's a fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Kiveger and the Rabbi Chaim as to the nature of kinui and stir. Kinui and stir is it measuring a metzias of barometer and metzias that they're a mezane, or is it a chalois din lemaisa that you're building up to halacha that a person is a suffix sot or not? Machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Chaim. So we wanted to say that Rav Tversky Shlita wanted to say that that's the machlokes in Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, Rochel Yotzes, mi baila, even though there's no kinyu in stira, Rashi learns, like Rabbi Kiveger, that it's totally metzias. So Rochel Yotze is considered to be what? Rochel Yotze is considered to be Yotze what? Mean what? Mean baal. Either there was no kinyu in stira. Rashi says kinyu in stira is an example of a metzias that we're measuring as to the person, whether the person is considered to be us or not. So therefore, you don't dafka need kinyu in stira. There's no requirement dafka to need kinyu in stira. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the notion of Rochel Yotze is considered to be not mina baal, it's considered to be mina what? Mina Rochel. Why? Because he held it was a din. And therefore it doesn't create a nisr what? Doesn't create a nisr to the husband at all. Doesn't create a nisr to the husband at all if we're discussing an issue of what? Where there's no kinyu in stira. There's no kinyu in stira, there's no isr at all. So memeila. So if there's no issur at all, how can you say that he's usur the husband? So Rabbeinu Tam is not usur the husband. In the event he divorces or dies, the baal never can be what? The baal never can be. Because he understood, he was forced to say that mina roichel is referring to what? What is mina roichel referring to? Mina roichel is referring to a halacha of yotzi what? Yotzi, because he and seer is a din. So that therefore, this machlok trasha Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kiveger is what? Is like Rabbi Kiveger is like Rashi, and Rabbi Chaim is like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what we said, Lamaisa. They're fundamentally arguing on the din of what? On the halacha of kinyu in stira. So Mamele, fundamentally arguing on the halacha of kinyu in stira. What is kinyu in stira? Is measuring a metzias? Or is it what is mean osir? You follow me, Nochum? That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and the Rabbi Chaim. And this is the machlokes in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's continue now. I want to give three other nafkaninis that emerge from this what from this machlaikis. There is a Gemara in Meseches. There is a Gemara in Meseches Gittin, Lamaisa and Daf Peites, where the Gemara has a machlaikis. I'll give it back to you in a moment, okay? Pinchas. No, it's okay. I'll give it back to you. I just want to point out the Gemara. The Gemara says here in Gittin on Daf Peites, someone after three shittas, when a husband is married to a woman. What constitutes a situation that he has to megarish her? Okay? Now, to preface that, there's a machlokes in the last Mishnah in Meseches Gittin, on Daf Sadi Amud Beis. Let's get it. What is the grounds for a husband to divorce his wife? So the three shittas that are found in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here on Sadi Amud Aleph points out that Beis Shammai says a person is only megarish his wife if he found mamish Znus. Beis Hillel says, even if she ruins food, Hechticha Tavshilo. And Rabbi Akiva says, even if he finds someone else that he's more attracted to. So these are three different shittas. Let's get them. As the Mishnah is getting the Afzari Amarav. Beis Shammai is of the opinion, only if it's Matzah Ba Ervas Dover, number one. Number two is Beis Hillel says, even if we ruin the Tavshil. And number three is, Rabbi Akiva says, even if you find someone that's more attractive. So, if you assume, and let's go to the Gemara earlier, the Daf earlier on Peites Amud Aleph, the Gemara presents a machlokes. Okay? The Gemara says, Kitanai, Achla Bishuk, she's eating in the Shuk, Girgara Bishuk, she's doing not sneeze things in the Shuk, Heinika Bishuk, she's nursing in the Shuk, Bekulin, all these mice in Remeir Omer Tetze. So Remeir says she eats in the Shuk, or she, doing things that aren't sneeze in the Shuk. Rashi says she's walking with her neck stuck out, or she's nursing. Remeir says Tetze, that's grounds to divorce her. So this is kind of like within the rubric of Beis Shammai that says you have to find Matzah Boyer Vizdover. The three shittas that we mentioned that for grounds of gerushin, the first sheet was Beshamai Matzah Bayir Vazdavar. So if Matzah Bayir Vazdavar, what does that mean? So on a daf earlier, Rav Meir says these types of acts. Rav Akiva's got to be a little bit more. Rav Akiva Mishirav Yisnu Ba Muzaras Bilavana. Rav Akiva says it means from the times of what? From the times that a person, if she's spinning in the moonlight, which is not sneez because she's going to be talking Sichas Betelis. So if that's a step up, then Rabbi Kiva says you got to divorce her. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in kein lo inachta bas at la Avram Avinu she yosheves tachas baila va atir amra ki matzo ber vizdavar ula halen hu amra pishnai made him al pishloshu made him yokam adavar ma al halen davar bor afkan davar bor. The Gemara here says in getting that dafsadi that there's, so this is number one dafkamina, rochel yotze. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says in getting dover borer. Has to be a dover borer. Has to be a dover borer. So there are three shittas. Again, let's get it, guys. Let's get it. Bisman, I went to Bisman. 115, guys. Bisman. Okay? We got to try to be Bisman. 115. So what's the halacha? You got three shittas for grounds of divorce. Where's the marker? Mishnah Dafsadi. Beshamai says what? If he found her of his dover. Number one. Number two is Beis Hillel is what? She messes up the chulin. Number three, Rebbe Kiva that says what? Even if you find someone more attractive. So on the previous daf on Pei Tesamon Aleph, within Beis Shammai Shita, that it's what? Erva's Dover Gabi, what does it mean? Reb Meir says, okay, she's doing things that aren't, she's eating in the shuk, she's sticking her neck out in the shuk, she's nursing the shuk. Reb Meir says, that's Tetzer. Rebbe Kiva's got to be a little bit more elevated. She's spinning in the shuk by the moonlight, where Sichas Betelis. That's an elevated step. Only if she's all that is Tetzer. It comes along, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you'll never leave a Bas Avram Avinu. How can you leave a Bas Yisrael ever married her husband? It's only if it's a Dover Borer. What does Dover Borer mean? What does Dover Borer mean? So the Ravid, quoted by the Rashbam, the Ravid we saw in the back in Seder, I showed Gabi and Daniel, the Ravid says, you know what Dover Borer means? Dover Borer means Dover Mechuar. Doesn't mean Mamish Bia. Doesn't mean 88 Tumah. It means a Dover Mechuar. Meaning a disgusting act. That's what the Ravid says it means. Okay? The Ravid says it means a disgusting act. Okay? So in other words, it doesn't mean these non-sneas activities. It means you found, I don't know, let's say Chibuk Venishuk, something along those lines. A Dover Mechuar. But you see that what does Dover Borer mean? Doesn't mean be a mamish. Okay? It doesn't mean be a mamish. Halach l'maisa. It means Dover Mechur. So the Pashtus is, as Rav Tversky Shlita wanted to say, is that again, it's a measure of Metzias. The Ravid is again like Rebbe Kiva Eger. That it's a measure of Metzias. So it's Adi Bia, but it's also Adi Manichibuk Venishuk. If you're measuring the Metzias that she's Mizana, then you found it. If she's doing Chibuk Venishuk, then you found it. That's enough. Whereas other Rishonim, namely the Rashba, give a different shot. What's the Kasha that they're bothered by? The Mishnah says in our Masechta on Ayin Beis and Aleph that if a woman is over Das Yehudis, it's grounds for a divorce. The Mishnah has in Subis, and I in Beis and Manaf Armasechta, you know, there's something called Das Mochu, which is the Arises, that a woman must follow. And there's also something called Das Yehudis. Okay? And Das Yehudis is usually the Drabonans. Okay? But the Mishnah says, Beferish, that the Mishnah says that women that don't follow Das Mochu, Das Yehudis, grounds for a divorce, and she loses her Ksuba. She loses her Ksuba. And one of the examples is if she's not Sneas. So the kasha is halacha lemaisa. Why is it that you need a dover borer, right? Why do you need a dover borer to require? Let's say Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says you need a dover borer. What's a dover borer? Pashup shada means what? The Rashba says it means tuma that you saw them being mizana. What do you mean? It says in the Mishnah and Ksubas it's grounds for divorce even if she's not doing the rabbanon. Didn't mean what? Didn't mean bia. So what's the Rashba's answer? The Mishnah in Ksuba says it's a mitzvah legarsh. Ha-overis al-das Yehudis is what? Overus Adas Yudis is the din is Teitzei Belogsuba. That's recommended. You're not mechuyev to divorce her. It's a mitzvah to garish. Mitzvah means it's recommended. You're not mechuyev. But if it's Eidei Tuma, then you're chayev to garish. You can't stay with her. Obviously, you gotta divorce her and she loses her ksuba. So there's a difference between the two. You follow me? According to the Rashbah, the Mishnah in Ksubas that says Overus al Das Yehudis is Tetzib Loksubas a mitzvah. It's recommended. You follow me, Pinchas? But if it's 82 law, you're mechuyev to divorce her. How does the Rivet answer that kasha? The Rivet answers that kasha by saying what? What does it say? That Dover Barer didn't mean what 88 be it. It meant what? Chibuk Venishuk, or even, let's say, not sneeze things like Das Yehudis. So the whole kasha is answered very well according to Rav. Meaning nafkamina is, guys, how do you answer that kasha? Again, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said he needed Dover Barer. Dover Barer, the Mishnah says by us, and I am Bezim enough that Das Yehudis is enough for grounds of divorce. That's far from being a Dover Barer. What's the Terence? Terence is according to the Rivet. It didn't, Dover Bar didn't mean Bia, it mean a Dover Mechur, which will fit into that Mishnah. But you see, he has an expanded version of what? Expanded version of what Dover Bar means. As long as you're gauging him at Sias that she's Mizana, that's enough. Whereas according to the Rashba, what does Dover Bar mean? Dover Bar means 80 Bia Mamish. Because Kinui and Stira is a Din. Kinui and Stira is a Din. Anything short of Kinui and Stira is not going to be good unless you have 80 Bia. Unless you have ADB Amamish. If you have ADB Amamish, then you're done. If you have Kini and Stira, then you're done. Sophic Sota, she's got to drink the Mesota. Anything short of that, Yossi, it's not good because it's a din. The Rashba holds like Reb Chaim. Well, Maisa, like we're saying, the Rashba holds like Reb Chaim. So that's the second afghanina of Tursky Shlita wanted to mention. How are you gauging Kini and Stira? Is it measuring a barometer of Mitzias that she was Mizana, or is it a Chalois din? That's the machlekes. Number one, machlekes Rashba bin Atamai Rochel Yotze. Number two, we're saying is the machlekes Rivet Rashba. How do you define Dover Barer? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. Did Dover Barer mean, no, not just ADP, it meant Adi Mechur? That means because I'm gauging a Matzias. Or do you say, no, it means Mamish Adi Tumu? So how do you answer the Mishnah in Ksubas? That means a Mitzvah Lagarish. According to the Rivet, that Kasha doesn't start. Because according to the Rivet, what does it mean? Dover Mechur means over being over Das Yehudis. That's when it's what? When it's grounds for divorce. Halacha l'maisa. So that's the difference. You got me, Pinchas? Yeah. So the way they answer that kasha is also talui. You see an approach what kinu and stir is. Is it a formal din or is it gauging the mitzvahs? How they answer that kasha. And how you define the words davar bar. The rive is in the back of the Gemara and Gittin, and the Sefer HaSchus. I was showing Daniel and Gabi that in Seder. Remember we said that? Lavedi tuma mamish. Question is, what does Dover Barer mean? So that comes from how you are made in the din of Kinu and Stira. We got it, Chlor? That's number two. Three nafkamina. Let's go. Reb Chaim. I gave in the Reb Chaim. He points out a Gemara in Sota. I'll give it back to you in a few minutes, Pinchas, okay? In Sota and Chofheim and Aleph. In Sota and Daf Chofheim and Aleph. The Gemara has a fascinating machloikas between, I believe, Rav Acha and Ravina in Sotan, Chafayim and Aleph. Let's make sure we get down to Makairis. On Chafayim and Aleph, the Gemara points out a machloikas between Rav Acha and Ravina, we are correct, as follows. Can a husband be mochel on his kinui or not? What's the din? Yes. Gemara and Sota, a husband can be mochel al kinui. He definitely can be mochel on his kinui. Means he can be mochel and he could say to his wife, you're not supposed to have yichud with Mr. X, and he says it in front of two Adim. And then he says, you know what, I want to cancel that. That's good, okay? I'm wondering, does the mechila have to be done in front of two Adim? I would mistaber, yes. How are you going to know? No? Interesting question.
How would this answer?
I don't know about that. I mean, as long as the Maisa, you cancel it. The pashtus is that it would be good. The Gemara says, Tashma Adam Raboshia, Shloshim Dorm Sachle Zirim Yatru Shvayim. Baal Shemachal Kinov Kinoyev Machal. Okay, all about dinim of mechila. Zaken mamish shiratzu beisim limchol lo mochlo. Ben soramor shiratzu avivim limchol mochlo. So it says beferish halach lo maisa that we find that a baal could be mochel on his what on his kinui. Okay, now what about can be mochel on the kinui? This is kodem stira. Okay, Ellie, yes, he can be mochel on the kinui kodem stira. Right. What happens if it's after stira? Machloikis between who? Ravacha and Ravina. Ravacha and Ravina. It's two shittas in Amorim the Gemara has. On Chafayim at Aleph. The Gemara says, we don't know which one holds what. Chadam rakodim stirim mochel, lachar stirim enamochel, chadam lachar stirim nami mochel. So we don't know which one is. It's a machloikis, I'm just going to say. It's a machloikis between Ravacha and Ravina. Can you be mochel? Efshar limchol. Acher what? Acher kinui. So the Gemara comes to Maskani, you can't. It's too late already. She's a suffix sultan. Acher stira. Machloitz of Acherina, Efshel Limchol, Acher stira. Thank you, El. After stira. The Gemara's Maskani is you can't. Okay, that's the way the Gemara paskins. Shema Amina, Lacher stira in a mochel, Shema Amina. That's the Maskani of the Gemara. Paskins, you can't. Efshel Limchol, Acher stira. Excellent. Okay, the Gemara has a machlekes, and we paskin poskim lo yachol. Done already. She's a suffix soaked and finished. Let me ask you a question. How do you understand this halacha, number one, of being mochel on kinui? How does it work? How does it work? According to Reb Chaim, if it's a conceptual din, lefi Reb Chaim, it works beautifully. According to Reb Chaim, you can be mochel on a din. If a parent can be mochel on his cover, a Rebbe can be mochel on their cover. The Nasi of a Sanhedrin can be mochel on their cover. There's a din, you gotta show cover to your Rebbe. You're mochel on the cover. It's done. There's a conceptual din, and you cancel that din. But the Reb Chaim, the Mechila works well. No, Mechila's chal. There's a din, and the kinu is not chal. Because you cancel it. Doesn't get off the ground. According to Reb Akiva Eger, that's a measurement of what? Of Metzias, what do you mean? He's an FBI, a CIA, a private investigator. All of a sudden, the husband's mochel, so what? What do you mean? He warned her not to be with this guy. So let's say he's with this, she's with that guy, with two other Adim. Keep going on the road of Suffolk Sota. Kinui is when he warns her not to have Yichud in front of Mr. X. Steer is the two Adim actually see the Yichud. So what if he cancels it? Who cares? The private investigation is still going on, no? You hear my kasha? You hear the kasha? According to Rabbi Kivega, it's much harder to understand. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered by this kasha himself in the Tshuvas. And you know what he says? He says that it means that he was joking. That he was joking. He didn't mean not to have you. He was just joking. Just a kinu. Meaning that what? Low. Lohit kavein. Lohit kavein. Lakinui. It was just a what? A bedicha. Bedicha was just joking. Okay? That's what bedicha means. He was just joking. That's how you get out of it, l'mafreya, that wasn't a real kinui. Otherwise, it's chal. So that halacha, I want you to get. It's clear that mechila works on kinui before stira. Machloikis in the Gemara, we pass, and you can't have this. But mechila and machloikis, once there's stira, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, can't be mochel. We pass, and you can't. But the din of mimochel akina, how does it work? So let's look, read the Reb Chaim inside. Yes, one sec. Let's read it inside, Johnny. What is it? How does Reb Chaim read? Let's see. Zok the Reb Chaim. Everyone got it? You don't have it from yesterday? Let me read it inside. He says, Ayin sota daf kafei pligi robolos ravini mahani mechila gam nachar stir la tir la baila. Bari mechila enam afkiya sakinu rak mikan la hovo. How can mechila work? Mikomokum ni teres. Doesn't work l'mafreya. One that works mikan l'havo. Nikomakom niteris. She's mutter. There's one sheikh in the Gemara that even works after what? After Yichud. That's nuts. She's a suffix sota. It's not nuts, says Reb Chaim. Because he says, har lehedji. Nikomakom niteris. Har lehedji ikr isur rak ayadei kinui. Shepoka kinui niteris. It's like you mafkiya the din. The chalois goes up in smoke. Even to the degree if you had a kinui after, if you had it after stira. We don't paskin like that, but how could there be a sheet in the Gemara? What is your first name?
Peril.
Peril. You follow me? How could there be a sheet in the Gemara that says such a thing? That after what? You have Kinui and then you have Stira. How could there be such a sheet in the Gemara? So he says, yes, because it's a chalois. If it's a chalois, you can mafkia that. Rabbi Kivega's got to stand on his head and say, no, I'm afraid, man, he was joking. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
Is it really a question, Rabbi Kiva? Because
when Kivega.
When we talk about Metzios,
yes.
All our cases were evidence that she actually committed Znus.
Yes.
Because the real Isser, Kinoi Sphere are just prerequisites to the Isser of Zona. Or
Suffolk Sota, where she's got a drink. Soda,
but meaning, over here, okay, you have a Metzios that Kinoi was established already, but that's not an Isser, though. You know what I mean? Like, the case of...
I understand, but its goal... I understand, but its goal is to determine and ascertain whether this woman was Mizana or not. So that's what I'm saying. Is that really just a process of investigation, or is it a chalois din? That it's a chalois, which we're going to get to with Or Sameach.
The FBI and CIA are not going to use as evidence that this woman slept with another guy as, oh, there was a Kinoi, really. That's not evidence, really.
Sure it is. In halacha.
That doesn't prove anything that this woman went to go sleep with
her. Sure it is. He warned her not to have yichud with Mr. X, and they saw her have yichud with Mr. X. That's reasonable suspicion. So that's what I'm saying. If you hold that it's a mechila, then you understand these are formal dinim. But if it's just gauging in a barometer of a metzias, whether there's evidence, who cares where they canceled? That's exactly what I'm saying. So you have to stand on your head, Rabbi Kivager says, and says it means he didn't mean it. It was just joking. That's what I'm saying. You follow what I mean? How do you cancel the investigations? If there's something going on, so you have to say he didn't mean it. There never was a Kinoi. Bless you. Okay? That's the chiddush we want to suggest, okay? So that's number three. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
How can we say that are the 80 Yichud also 80 Hasara? Like, are they going to warn her that, like, she was warned?
Oh, so that's what we're going to get to with Or Sameach. Do the same 80 on the Stira have to be the 80 on the Kinoi? Let's get to that.
And also, okay.
Yes, go ahead.
How can you ever have 80 Yichud if, like, how can they know that there's nobody else in the room?
We assume, like you do at a wedding, Lamaisa. We know they checked afterwards, there was no one there. We're talking about a scenario where there was no one there. Okay?
Like somebody climbed down the window.
Okay, we're talking about a scenario where it was a secluded place, a churba. You have such a case where you're not worried about it. Okay. Number four. Let's get to the Or Sameach. Thank you, Daniel, for photocopying the newer editions. Much easier to go through. Okay? Here you are, Pinchas. Thank you. Okay? The Or Sameach has an interesting discussion. Okay, does everyone have it? We're not going to read through the whole piece inside. We'll say it outside. Not every Nakuda. Does everyone have it? Okay. There is a principle in halacha, okay, in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, other places. Baba Kama Daf Ayin, you should just know, called Chetzi Dover. It says in the Chumash, Al Pishnayim Edim Yaakov Dover. Edim must testify about a matter. What is a matter? A whole matter, not a half a matter. You have to testify about a whole matter. Okay? If you testify about a half a matter, that's a problem. Okay? It's not correct. Chetzi Dover is Pasul Eidus, Minatora. It's a drasha. Pasul Eidus, Minatora. So the question is the following. And Yosef just brought it up. When you talk about the first Mishnah in Sota that says you need two Eidim on Kinui and you need two Eidim on Stira, do they have to be the same set of witnesses? Or can you say they can be different men? Says Or Sameach, well, at first glance, I would think this is an issue of what? Chetzi Dover. Because a Kinui on its own is Chetzi Dover. Stira on its own is a Chetzi Dover. So shouldn't that be a breach of Chetzi Dover? So he begins the piece in Perek Aleph Alachav Alachav Saitan, Perek Aleph Alachav Alachav Beis. He says, Vada, I want you to know that they do not have to be the same Eidim. Let's write it down. Lo tzarich, also Eidim. Lo tzarich, you don't need the same Eidim. Lekinui, Vistira. You don't need it. And it's not a problem of the low din shel chetzi davar. It is not a din of chetzi davar. That's what he posits in the beginning of the piece. You can have two separate witnesses. It's not a problem. Okay? It's not a breach of chetzi davar. That's what he points out from a Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, he says they had a kinu ve'di stira. Amar Rabbi, a komori ve'di kinu v'chud. They had a kinu ve'di stira. Yecholim lios al kolchada Eidim Acherim. This is a Poshim Mikam Avduchti. He points out that it's clear from many places in Shas that they don't have to be the same Eidim. Okay? Fine? So, Lamaisi goes on to say in the piece the following. What makes something a Dover Shalim and not a half of a piece? What makes something a Dover Shalim and not a chetzi of a piece? He says, find me a nafkamini. Find me a nafkamini, he says. For example, let's say that this apartment building or a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, a guy squats on it for 3 years. What does the Mishnah say in the beginning of Cheskes Abatim, the third Pirkei Avos Basra? If you squat on a piece of land for 3 years and no one says a word, we assume it's yours. Now let me ask you, Ezra. Each year you had a different set of witnesses. First year you had Reuven and Shimon. Second year Lev Yudah. Third year Sachar and Zvulun. Is that good? Or is that a problem of Chetzi Dover? What do you say? So here he brings up, in this piece, beautiful piece, Nor Sameach, he points out that the Shita of the Rif is, very beautifully, is that as long as you have a nafkamina, it's fine. What's a nafkamina? Let's say you only squatted on that thing for 2 years. Those Eidim that you squat on for 2 years really backfire on you. Because you're going to have to pay the back fruit that you ate. For 2 years you were eating fruit on the previous owner's land. So you thought the Eidim were helping you? It's objective. It backfires on you. You're going to have to eat the Achilles Peiris. You have to pay it back. So there is a Nafkamina Eli that emerges from each testimony. You follow what I'm saying? It's not just to be able to add up how many years he's been there. He was testifying that he ate fruit on it. So even though you understand what I mean when it backfires on you? Because you thought the Eidim were going to help you. It turns out it backfired. But it had a nafkamina. Lefi the Rif, there's a nafkamina. So when there's a nafkamina, Halach Lamaisi says that's no problem of Chetzi Dover. It's a Dover Shalim. That's a Dover Shalim. Even though it's not going to help you out, it really is against you. But he says that's not a problem, Halach Lamaisi.
Nothing against him.
He doesn't want to. His goal is to be able to take over the land. But now he didn't have 3 years, right? Theoretically, he only had 2 years. He's going to have to pay for the fruit. Each year on its own, you follow me, has a nafkamina. Until you tell me I was there 3 years, I'm going to have to pay back the previous owner. You got what I'm saying? So therefore, there's a nafkamina. That makes it a dover what? That makes it a dover shalim. You got me? So if that makes it a dover shalim, what's the din? The halacha is not a breach of chetzi dover. So that's what Dor Sameach challenges, is what's the story about kinu and stira? Halacha l'maisa. What do you say about kinu and stira? So he goes on to say, he says the following. He says, kinu and stira is like geneva and mechira. What does it say in last week's parsha? Go nevishu mecharo mos yumas. If a guy kidnaps someone and sells him as an eved, what's the din? Schayev misa. He's schayev misa. So there's a concept called geneva, and there's a concept called mechira. What happens if you have what? What happens if you have Eidim on both those steps? Geneva and mechira, two separate witnesses. What's the din? Chayiv. Isn't that a problem of Chetzi Dover? No. Because he says each one has a kalos to it. They're both trying to achieve and attain the status, it's a terrible status, of kidnapping someone and selling someone. And each one is a legitimate step to reach that level of din. And therefore, it's not a problem of what ein din shel chetzi dover. Because each chelik is important and integral to get to that status of being a kidnapper that sold someone. God forbid you want to achieve that status, but that's what he says. And he says that's the same story by what? By Kinui and Stira. Kinui and Stira, Lamaisa, he says, Kain hacha ena kinui mistirak mofes v'raglayim ledover shizinsa levad. Dari kan nas iser vadai. Afil lecho betrumen b'chadrich adorin. Olios ima boil b'chadrich adorin. Sheyodim shneim sheshakar adover. Kol ze ovrim b'esev enitma. Im kemi hakinu estu nisave etzame iser. He says the same thing by kinui and stira. Kinui and stira get together as a team to be nisave Etzim ha'isser. The actual isser is created and achieved that this woman is a suffix sota. Meaning, the Or Sameach holds like what? Holds like Reb Chaim. The Or Sameach holds a kabchaim that we view this as being a din. We view this as being a din. It's a halos. Each step has a halos to it on its own to lead up to this level. Din halos. That's exactly what he says. And that is why it is not a problem of chetzi davar. And that's the chiddush that he points out. That's the chiddush of the Or Sameach. I'm saying if you take it from the perspective of Metzius, yes? If you took it from the perspective of Metzius, of gauging Metzius, then I would have said, you know what? The truth of the matter is maybe it should have been a problem of chetzi davar. It's not. You got to work on that kasha. However you're going to answer it, okay, you'll have to answer it. But I'm saying if it's just being what? Being a private investigator, then you should require the same set of edim, both on kinui and both on stiru. Because otherwise it's an issue of a chetzi davar. But each one is integral to etzim chiyuv, he calls it. Etzim isser, or etzim chiyuv, then you can understand why it's not a problem of chetzi davar. Yes, John?
If you hold mitzvahs like Rashi, why would you ever eat kinoi?
What did you say?
If you hold mitzvahs like Rashi,
oh, because
why would you ever
the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says you need kinoi.
I know.
The Mishnah says you need kinoi. But Lamaisa kinui.
You
didn't even see stira, and you're able to. I understand that, but that's exerce a kosov. The Torah says, kinui is ishto. It's exerce a kosov, you need kinui. Mishnah says, beferish, you need kinui. Based on the pasuk. But I'm saying there are other ways to create an isra labaila. You might not be able to get mesota, like we said. Mesota is davke, kinui, and stira. But to create an isra labaila, you can do it in other ways. Okay?
No,
I mean, Mesot is what the Torah prescribes and what the Mishnah says. But I'm saying to create Israel a Bila, do you say it's emblematic, Slav Dafka, or it's Dafka? So I'm saying it's going to be hard to answer this kasha if you hold like a Mikivega that's a gathering Mitzias. Why is it not a problem, Chetzi Davar? Why isn't it a problem, Chetzi Davar? Why shouldn't you require the same set of eight? Okay? We're leaving that as a kasha. That's Taka Kasha. So to summarize this, because we got to go weiter. Go ahead, Gabi.
Why can't you give that answer from Kibiger?
That what?
They're teaming up.
Right, but, okay, you could, but Lamaisa, I'm saying that if you hold that Chetzi Davar is that you can't testify on half of a matter, and the whole word is being a private investigator, you only got up to half of the investigation. So you should require the same set of aiding for the whole thing. You follow what I'm saying? It's a kasha, so we're not going to answer that. I just want you to, we answer the kasha about Mechila, but this fits much, much better if you hold it to din, and that's what Or Sameach's mom is saying. He says, Etzim Isser, Mofis Adover, Etzim Isser, Etzim Achiyu. And that's the same thing when you, God forbid, kidnap someone and sell them. Those are two steps that have a chalois to them. There's no nafkemine. There's really no nafkemine, Lamaisa, so just doing an Aver, just doing the Mechira. But together, there's a status of that. And that creates an etzim chiyuv. So if you view them as chaluyos, then it's much more palatable and acceptable to see. Okay? So to summarize this, the nafkemini between kinui and stira, these two approaches, machlois of chayim Rebbe Akiva Eiger, who want to say, is ma'asma machlois rashi toit Rebbe Natan by Rochel Yotzei, to define davar borer, to understand the din of mechila, and number four, the Or Sameach about the halach of what chetzi davar. These are the two approaches I wanted to convey to you about what is the nature of kinui and what is the nature of stira. Okay, let's go weiter now, guys. We've got a lot to do. Okay? Let's see weiter now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see weiter now in the Gemara in the second test. Now, I want to begin with the following. And that is that I want to begin with, we said that the Gemara said in the first answer of the Gemara that David was boiled Bathsheba against her will. And we were masber yesterday, like Ezra was mechavein, that the truth of the matter is that the Atzi Arozim says it wasn't that physically it was, that since she couldn't refuse the melech was begetter onus. Okay. I want to add on to this now. Let's get it. Okay? Let's go, guys. Yossi, you with me? Let's go. Yaakov. The Chidah and the Chaim Shol writes that pshat is that one pshat is he took her Baal Korcha. That's one pshat. The other pshat he says was pitu iktana onusu. So it wasn't that it was ma'anis, it was a halachic what? It was a halachic onus. Pitu iktana onusu. And as this is what the Chidah writes in the Chaim Shol, second pshat. And Pinchas said over, he said he heard once, he saw once that Bathsheba literally meant Bathsheba, she was only seven. So that fits very nicely, pitu iktana onusu. Okay? So I want you to get that clear. The truth is, though, it's interesting, why did the Gemara need two terutzim? So it could very well be, okay, it could very well be, this might be a raya for the Rambam, that pitu iktana lav onesu. Because if the first teretz of the Gemara is predicated on what? Pitu iktana onesu, why did the Gemara have to come on to a second teretz? That there was a get, which we're going to get to today. Why do you have to come on to a second teretz? Maybe that's a raya to the Rambam, that pitu iktana lav onesu. Interesting. Halacha
lemaisa. The exact opposite also. And the fact that Gemara gave the first answer is negative the Rambam.
Okay, but I'm saying the two terutz and the first terutz.
So you arguing on
right, but I'm saying usually when we have two terutz, we follow the Ibayasema. And maybe that's what the Rambam held. Maybe the Rambam doesn't just have to have a Yerushalmi. We want to say early in the Amud was the Bavli. Nachamol, the bottom of the Amud, the second terutz holds Pitu Ketana Lav Onesu as well. Perhaps.
You usually go with the second answer. When
usually Ibayasema is, yeah. But at least the Rambam has, we're saying from the top of the Amud we said, and from the bottom. Yes, Pinchas.
Why can't we say that second answer is needed for those who don't hold that Bat Sheva was a Ketana?
It could be. You could say that. You could say that, and then you wouldn't have a Raya. But I'm saying there are some Gedolei Achronim that want to bring a Raya. Some Gedolei Achronim bring a Raya for the Rambam. You're right. You could say that Lamaisi was a Gedolei. Could be. Not your shot. Kibat Sheva. Could be. Excellent. Very good. Yeah, Ezra, go real quick. You've got to start. Yeah, go ahead.
How could she become pregnant from that?
What'd you say?
How could she have become pregnant if she was a ketana?
Uh-huh. The Gemara says, ain't ketana misaberes. Ezra's asking a strong kasha. Ain't ketana misaberes. Right? The Gemara has the Yevamis. That Gemara says the Yevamis. Does the Gemara say that? The Gemara does say that, no? A ketana cannot be misaberes. No, the Gemara says also can't be misaberes would be Rishona. And the Gemara says a ketana, any ketana? Yeah, the Gemara does assume that in Yevamis. So how could she become Isaberis? A good kasha.
Did she become Isaberis?
Yeah, she did, because that's why David wanted to bring back, Uriah back, we said, in order to cover it over. That he was the father. She did become Isaberis, yes. It's a good kasha, Ezra. Okay, good, let me think. Let's think about it. I'd like to pin down the daf. The Gemara is on Lamadala that a woman's not Isaberis, Birushon, that we say Nishtanu Ateva. Nowadays, it's not true. But the Gemara assumes also, but a ketana doesn't, it's not misaberes. A lot of places in Yevamis. It's a good kasha. Very good. Excellent. Okay? Let's keep that kasha in mind, guys. All right, let's go. Vaita now. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Who wants to read the Gemara inside? Let's see inside. Ben, go ahead. B-boy Yisema and Tessamarau. Go ahead. Go ahead. What, do people have midterms? There's a few guys missing here today. No? Is it midterms already? No? Yeah, there are. Okay, come on. Tell you the Chazik. V'boy Yisema, go ahead. Chazik the Chaveri. Go ahead. V'boy Yisema. Two lines from the bottom. V'boy Yisema. V'boy
Yisema. Yehad Amar Rav Yishmol, Rav Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonatan. Tola Yosef on the Chomes Beis David. Get pieces, Kote, Rishter.
Dichsiv.
Ves Achicha Tifkur, V'shalom, Ves Erev Asam
Tikach. Oh, go ahead.
My Ves Erev Asam Tikach.
So what does this mean? This means as follows. Okay, it's interesting. In the war of Shaul against Goliath, Galias, okay, which is a different war, Yishai, who was the father of David HaMelech, Yishai, you know, was one of the four people never sinned. There are four people never sinned. Amram, Binyamin, Chilav and Yishai. Chilav was the son of David HaMelech. I tell you this in Shabbos and Hay and Bays. It says, Ain Tzadik Bar Shir Lo Yechta. It says, Rov. Tzadikim end up sinning at least once. But there's an exception. Four exceptions. They never sinned. So Yishai sent David HaMelech to find out how the three sons were doing when they were warring against Galias and the Plishtim. And Yishai said to David, do me a favor. I don't think that they have given gittin to their wives. Make sure you get the gittin from them and bring it home. That's what Yishai asked his son David to get from David's three brothers. So you see, there was a practice that Dvarim Hamuravim Beinolo Beinolo means marriage. He wanted that to be broken. So you see that David learned from his father this minig that anyone who goes out to war should give a get. So let's see Rashi there on the top. Go ahead, Ben. Get creases.
Get creases. Shlimiyamus the Milchama, Yehe get me yom ktiva so, Varin Mes Uriya the Milchama.
Go ahead, next Rashi.
Yes, the Milchama Shaul, Ves Achicha, the David Laman, Yisha, Avid, the Hanagi, Shaab, Hayotin, the Milchama Sab, Osin Kim.
Go ahead. So David learned from his Abba, his father, what to do. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Tikach.
Tikach. Rash Tikach. Tikach. Titol Nivinehem Ad Yedeget.
Ad Yedeget. Means break the Kedusha through a get. So that was the practice, right? This is the practice to be done. Okay. First of all, when you read the Gemara, it's interesting that it was talking about what David HaMelech did, and you quote a pasuk that was done by what? Shaul HaMelech. So it's interesting. I want you to get down that the this pasuk is referring to what? Melchem Shaul by Gallius. It's a little bothersome when you read the Gemara. We're talking about David HaMelech with Uriah, and you quote a pasuk about what? Melchem Shaul? So Rashi answered that just now, but based on what we said, what did Rashi say? That David HaMelech learned from his Abba what to do about war. Okay. But there's a different shot in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Chuvis. There's a Chuvis of Rambam. Let's get it. Simon Reish Lamentes. Simon Tuf Lamentes. Where he was, someone asked him a kash, and he said, Rebbe, what's going on here? Why would you call a pasuk about Melchem Shaul? We're talking about Melchem Beis David. Asking our kash. Number two, he says, why Dafka be Melchem Beis David and not other wars did they do this? So the Rambam answered like this. When it says Melchem Beis David, the word is Lav Dafka. It means a Muhammad that was done al pi bezdin, where they're tzaddikim, that are osik ben mitzvah, and they're medaktik, and they make sure they write a get, to make sure that what? That nothing's going to happen bad from them. See, osim Muhammad's to exclude the wars that were waged by Rishoyim, like Achav and Yeravam. Those fellows were Rishoyim, right? Shame Rishoyim Yirkov, right? We quote a pasuk in Mishlei. Shame Rishoyim Yirkov. The name Rishoyim should rot. Melchemes Beis David were a tzaddikim, and a tzaddik never wants to what leave a michshul for anyone, both in his lifetime and after his death. So therefore, the Rambam answers both kashas. Says Melchemes Beis David is just a phrase for tzaddikim. When tzaddikim went out to battle, they made sure these things were done properly. So Memela, don't ask me a kasha. We're talking about Melchemes Beis David, and you quote from Melchemes Shaul Lamaisa. This was emblematic of all tzaddikim when they waged war. Okay, that's how the Rambam writes it. Rashi answered it by just saying he learned the minhag from his father. The Rambam saying more globally and expanding it and saying all tzaddikim went out to battle, they took care of, make sure there were no problems with their wives, and they would never get stuck as an agun. Okay? That's how the Rambam writes it, Allah Lamaisa. So it's not Dafka based David, it was Lav Dafka. And that's why it included Beis Shaul. Okay. That's number one. Number two, we have to get Pshat Lamaisa. Okay? Number two, we have to give shot. Is I gave you a Balaturim in Sefer Bamidbar. The Balaturim in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, on the Pasuk Va'avar Lachem Kol Chalutz. Says we find in the Torah many times the word Chalutz. Not many times, only twice. In the whole Torah, you only find the word Chalutz twice. Once in this Pasuk, and once by Chalutz Hanal, by Yibum. So anyone who went out to Mechama Beis David wrote a get. Why? Why they write again? Because if a husband's married without any kids, and he dies, he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibum. He wants her to be free to marry anybody. And therefore, we find, Lamaisa, that the word Chalutz is written twice. Only, this was the Mechama of what? B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuben, they took over a yard. It's Chalutz. Va'avar lechem ko Chalutz, and it says Chalutz anah. You see the connection? They don't want to have Chalutz taking place. You follow them? You don't want her to be Zakuk Yibum. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned this. Mikan Lameda Moshe Rabbeinu did this. Moshe Rabbeinu made all his soldiers, the B'nai Gad of B'nai Reuben, they went out to fight. He made them what? Right? Gittin. And David HaMelech learned from who? David HaMelech learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Mimenu Lama David HaMelech. Avalem Ko Chalutz. So Lamaisi, you see, Beferish, that there's a, this is the Balaturim writes Pshat Lamaisa. That this wasn't just done during the times of what? Of David HaMelech, was done during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. I want you to get that Balaturim, okay? The problem is that what are the two ways the Mishnah writes in Kedushin Daf Beis that can release a woman from being married? How do you term it a marriage in halacha? Get or misses a bow. What's the marker of misses a bow? I think it's Yud Gimel and Mabez in Kiddushin. What pasuk is quoted? Pen yamus bil mulchama v'ish acher yikachenu. You got that? Pen yamus bil mulchama v'ish acher yikachenu. It's a pasuk in, what is it, Kitetze? In Sefer Dvarim. You got it? But according to the Baal HaTurim, there was a get already given. So it wasn't misses a bow. Frek the kasha and the Baal HaTurim. This is what making the Gedolei Achronim ask this kasha.
Those people had children ready. Maybe.
What'd you say?
Maybe those people had children. Maybe the rove of the people going out to Milchama had children ready.
I understand, but so the get was written for anyone, so it wouldn't be an aguna.
No, the get was only written. I thought that was. That was.
Wasn't just for. We're going to get to that in Taisa, but let's assume it's for everyone, so it wouldn't be an aguna. Not just for Zgarkin Gliyabim.
Can you say that?
In other words, there's two ways to terminate a marriage, Johnny. One of them is get, one of them is sabal. And the Gemara quotes that pasuk. It says what? What's the pasuk? It says, Ish acher, pen yamus b'mocham ish acher yikachenu. So according to the Baal HaTurim, right? It wasn't misapal, it was a get that terminated their marriage. Because they didn't come back from, either it was a get, we're going to get to, when we get to Titus, either it was a get al Tanai, or it was a get from day one. But it wasn't misapal.
The only difference,
do you understand? I'm saying you can't use that as a marker. That's the kasha.
Which one?
No, the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that says Pen Yamus b'Mocham Ish Acher Yikachenu. What do you mean Pen Yamus b'Mocham Ish Acher Yikachenu? It's not Misabal that matter it. Every soldier wrote a get. If they didn't come back, the get was the thing that terminates the marriage. So how do you use that as a marker for Misabal? You're the kasha. There's two ways to end a marriage: get and Misabal. But the marker Misabal, the Gemara quotes that pasuk. But that pasuk wouldn't show me sabah because the marriage was already ended through a get. So the meila, it's a tremendous kasha. So what's the answer? So the kedoshim l'achronim want to answer. We have to pin down who says it, Daniel. But Bisman Moshe, exactly like Ezra wanted to say, they only were worried about Yibin Chalitza. Bisman Moshe, they only worried about Yibin Chalitza where they had no kids. But someone had kids already or didn't have a brother or there was no problem with Yibin, they wouldn't give a get. What about a good? I guess they weren't worried about it. So the pasuk Pen Yamus b'Mocham is referring to everybody.
Because they were going
to. So Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to get it. A get was given, but only by guys who had no what? Only by guys who what? Who had no kids. Right? But a guy who had kids or had no brother, right? Then a get wasn't given. David HaMelech expanded the whole Mahalach. That's what we're saying. David HaMelech said every person that goes out to battle, a get was given to save the problem of the Gunan. Okay, it's an interesting mahalach. Why don't you get it historically? Very interesting. Go ahead. What do you say, Daniel?
Wouldn't that make it like a mucker that's, you know, shovel the coal? Like, isn't that a little strange that the mucker for Misabal is a situational...
No, it's the mucker was talking about those cases, but doesn't Dafke have to be in those cases? That's all. You're saying good, but I'm saying it's not limited only to Misabal. The taich of the pasuk was only those. The taich of the pasuk lamaisa. Is talking, no, the text of the pasuk is talking about all people. Pen yamus b'mochamo. All people, l'maisa.
All
people.
That didn't write.
Pen yamus b'mochamo. Pen yamus b'mochamo is talking about all different people. The only people that wrote the get, though, was what?
Referring to all people who didn't write.
Right, I understand. But I'm saying you're right. Misabal is only by a limited, but it's not that the din has to be limited to that. Okay, it's a good horror. But that's what I'm saying. Misabal applies everyone. Johnny, you got this mahalo? Chlor? You got it?
Yeah.
So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu, there was limited. David HaMelech expanded it to everybody. That's the feed the Baal HaTurim. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
Can you just possibly say the reason why by Moshe Rabbeinu he didn't give it to everyone is because he wasn't worried about the problem of Gunu because they were going to conquer Eretz Yisrael.
Could be.
Therefore, they knew they were going to be successful. They were
Could be. It was less worried. Could be. Yeah. Possible. Good. I was thinking that. Why wasn't he worried about it? It's a good point. Could be. Okay. Good. Now, Ben, let me ask you, before we even begin the Taisus, how did Rashi touch this? How did Rashi touch this? That when was the get given?
The get was given before he left the war, and it would take place retroactively.
From the time he wrote it, yes? Now, I wanted you to get this down. You have to assume that it was given the same day it was written. You got to assume like that. Please write that down. Otherwise, that's called a get muktam.
The get with Mafreya.
No, a get muktam is that a guy writes a get, and then he gives it a week later. But the date was written, it's a predated get. A get muktam is possible. It's a mishnah in get yud zayin amar aleph. It's a psulim in the rabbanon. So I'm just saying, when Rashi says miyom ksivaso, he gave it to her the same day that he wrote it. Okay? And the pashup shot is lemafreya, that if he doesn't come back from war, it will be a get from the day he left. So therefore, when David HaMelech was boil Batsheva, he didn't end up coming back from battle, Uriah. So he was boil a what? A divorcee. He was not boil a married woman. That's the pashup shot in Rashi. One sec. What'd you say? Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But I want to point out, please get this down. I want you to get this. It's interesting. Halach lemaisa. That the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Mem Hei, Sif Tes, that a woman that gets divorced al Tanai, that if her husband dies, the get is chal, and the husband dies, yes, she's a divorcee, because it kicked in Lamafreya. Can she mourn the husband? Can she be misabel on the husband? Can she sit shiva? She's a divorcee, she shouldn't, right? But, I mean, the truth is, it was done out of love for her, right? What do you say? The Rama says, no, ain't srich lisabal alav. But he says, ain't isr badavar. If she wants to, she can, to be machman herself and cry. And to go to the Levaya and sit shiva.
But there's no one else to do it.
Okay, but the Rama says she doesn't have to, but there's no isr to do it. Okay? Okay, Shimon? But the Pesachei Tshuva quotes there I gave you. In Sifkat and Zion. B'shem the Chuvis Beersheva, he says, no, she should be machmer not to cry at all. Because if she starts doing those things, what are people going to think? That she's a widow and that what? And there's a pagam in the get. You hear that?
Do people really think that though?
Okay, but Lamaisa, that's what he's concerned with. Okay? We had actually in Chumash something similar there. Remember that? Remember it says a small cuff by Avram when he cried by Sarah? Chai Sarah, there's a cuff, a small cuff in the beginning of the Parsha. One of the reasons is because he didn't want people to think he was tall Rishonos. He never supposed to regret a mitzvah. You know, because the Sultan wanted him to feel bad about what? The Akedah? Because it caused Sarah to die, a heart attack, right? She died. He wanted her, the Sultan never gives up. So he wanted him to regret the chesed he did. The Gemara says, if you regret a chesed he did, Hashem strips the reward from you. So he never gives up. So he only cried a little bit, because if he cried too much, people would think he regretted what he did. So in the same vein, Lamaisa, same vein, says the Pesachei Tshuva, the Chuvis Beersheva, says, no, what? Don't cry, because people might think it's a pagam in the get. You follow me? Oh, so please get this. So the Rosamech has Chedushim called Chedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. Says the Rosamech, let's get it. He thinks from Rashi Ben that's wrong. Why? He says a raya against the Beersheva. Why? Because what did Rashi say? The get was al Tanai, and Uriah died in war. So the gets chal l'mafreya. And what does the pasuk say in Shmuel? Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk chafav. Vatishma eshes Uriah, kimeis Uriah, isha, vatispor al baila. Vatispor al baila. It's enough from the pasuk in Navi. Often it means an explicit pasuk in Navi. Lamed is from Navi. It says that she eulogized him. The Feresh Ibn. Against the Beersheva. The Feresh like the Ramah. She wants to, she can. Because according to Rashi and Ksubis, Testament Beis, in our Sukkah, it was a get l'mafreya. And there was no concern about Pagama get. So it's a the Rashi by us is the Feresh against that Beersheva's Chumra. Okay? All right, very good. Now, let's take it one step further, and I want to get to the Tyson. Two more points, and I'll get to the Tyson side. Let's get it. There's an interesting Shiloh, halacha lemaisa, okay? There's an interesting Shiloh. Comes out that Batsheva wasn't a Beis Yishish according to Rashi, as you read very nicely, Ben. Let me ask you a question. The Chidah has a suffix. He quotes the Maria Alpandri. A woman was a married, assumption she was a married woman, Cheskes Eish Yishish. Her husband goes to Medina Sayyam, and some guys bowl her. It's Mizana. They have an affair, God forbid. And they both intended on doing an affair and being over in Israel Shishish. Turns out, when they were Mizana, he was dead already. When they were Mizana, he was dead already. So Ishimu Teres Laboyal, can they now get married, the woman she was Mizana with? Because technically, like Daniel said, she was a single woman. Or do you say, since they both were Mishavin Laveira, maybe we should ask her? So the Masis Moshe, he quotes that the Masis Moshe brings a raya from our sugya. When David HaMelech was Boyal, Batsheva Uriah was alive. She was still in Eish HaShish. Turned out that she was single because the get was the Mafreya. So you see from there, we look at the books, like Daniel said. Technically, was she in Eish HaShish or not? No, she wasn't. So we don't look about what they intended on doing. We look about on the books. And after it's all said and done, she was okay. She was a single woman. So comes along the Chida, he thinks it's wrong. Why? Why do you think it's wrong? So he says, David HaMelech was bolder because he knew that there was a get. And he knew that he had the control of killing him, of putting him on the front lines. So he knew for sure it would be a get l'mafreya. So it comes out they weren't mischavin l'aveira. Don't bring me a riot from David HaMelech. David HaMelech was sure she was going to turn out to be a single woman. Mashenkin, in this case, they were both mischavin l'aveira. So you can't bring a riot from our Gemara. So I want you to get that discussion as well, please. Let's get it clear.
Who says the other side?
The Masis Moshe. No, the Birke Yosef is doicha the Masis Moshe. Masis Yosef brought a riot from our sugya that what? Lamaisa, as long as on the book she was single, it's okay. You can dingzach on that Shimon and say they weren't Mishavin Lavera David HaBasheva because he knew it was going to be getting them afreya. These two guys, this affair, the man and woman were Mishavin Lavera, so you have no riot. Okay? Interesting. All right. Yeah, go ahead real quick because when I get to the Chassam Sofer and then we got to get to what? Then we got to get to the Taisis. Okay? Go ahead. What do you say?
Zman Hazeh, if someone sends a get with a shliach,
yes.
So the shliach should date it when he gets the woman?
Yes, yes, yes. In other words, the date of the get has to be dated when the get is given.
When the get is given. Correct,
right. Not at the date of the ksiva, correct. Because the get is saying this is when the get was given. Right. Yes, that's a get muktam.
You just leave like blank spaces in the get for the date period.
Yes, I would imagine, yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. So the get, that's called a get muktam. Get muktam is pasul, midrabbana. Get mu'ukhar is a post-dated get is kosher. See, a prusbul is fakirt. A prusbul muktam is kosher. A prusbul mu'ukhar is kosher. Again, a get muktam is kosher. A get mu'ukhar is a get muktam is pasul. A get mu'ukhar is kosher. A prusbul muktam is kosher. A prusbul mu'ukhar is pasul. Yeah, the prusbul is, it keeps the loan alive. You got a loan, Shemitah Kamsid, right? A prusbul. So if you pre-date a prusbul, it's kosher. You post-date a prusbul, it's pasul. It's pumfakir of a get. Okay, let's go, guys. All right, I saw an amazing chassam sofer, amazing pshat b'gemara. It's not the pasul pshat. If I ask you, these two terutzim in the Gemara are fighting what happened in this story. Was David ma'anasir? Therefore he can marry her. You don't see a surah l'baal, a surah l'baal, right? And we try to say it a little bit more palatable, not that he was physically, but he asked for her and you can't refuse a melech. I'd say a rosa. Second shot is, it was none of the above, none at all. And we said it was an issue of what? An issue of a get, and therefore they weren't married. And we had a whole lumdus, the nafkamina between the two terutzim, in a case where a guy's ma'anis and eshesish, halach lemes, can he end up marrying her afterwards? First day it said yes, second day we wanted to say no, reflected on the 2 days in Tanaim, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Nakadosh, we said over. Okay, Chassam Sofer. Listen to this Chassam Sofer. It says unbelievable. He says, I want you to know something. Let's get it down. Both Terutzim of the Gemara, including the first, held also there was a get. Amazing. The first Terutz of the Gemara also held there was a get. I mean, I tell you, that's not the Pasuk in the Gemara, but after thinking about it, I mean, you quote a Pasuk, David HaMelech learned from his Abba what the first Terutz denies that whole drasha. Zok Techsam Sofer, let's get it, that both Terutzim of the Gemara held that there was a get. What's the difference? Says the Chassam Sofer like this. He says, the Lishna Kama, there was a get al Tanai, ube'emis, halach lamaisa, since he didn't work from the, since he didn't come back at the end of war, since he didn't come back at the end of war, it was Kedusha Lamafreya Batal, like the Haflah says. But since Pishas Bia, it was a Me'ila, he was Maul, she was still in Eish HaShish at the time of the Bia, that's a Me'ila. So I would think that she should be Usher, Suru labala, suru labol, even though at the end of the day it was lamafreya. But b'shas bia, was it a me'ilah? Ma lavo ma, the poskin nas, parshas naso, wasn't it a me'ilah? What's the answer? The answer is no, it wasn't, because it was an onus. But the first day in the Gemara held it was a get out tonight. The second day in the Gemara held it was a get without a tonight, a straight up get. Which Tosis quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he wants to tie in. And he says, B'derech klal, listen to this vort. B'derech klal, a guy gives a get out tonight, it's okur kedushin mafreya. What's the problem with that? No one wants to make his bias a bias nus. That means he was with her out of wedlock, right? No one wants to do that. So why'd you want to do that here? So listen to this. The Parshas Drachim quotes you, Shalmi, I gave you, in Sanhedrin, Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, that according to one daya, it's usher for a melech to marry a widow of a commoner. It's usher for a melech to marry an alman of a hedjot. Kli shen yishtamish bo hedjot lo yishtamish bo melech. The same kli that a hedjot uses not be covetic than a melech. I don't understand. How could David HaMelech marry Bathsheba? She was married by a commoner, Uriah. So the Parsha Strachim answers, the Parsha Strachim is the Mishle Melech, the Sefer HaNechumash. He answers that there's a Medrash, a Zohar, Hakdama Zohar, that says that Bathsheba was never had Bia with Uriah ever. They had Kedusha, but they never had Bia. Lefizeh, Uriah was never choshish to a Bias Nus, because he never was with her. So he gave her what? He gave her a get out tonight that was Oker the Kedusha and Lamafreya, because why? He didn't come back. And therefore, it turns out that David HaMelech can marry her because why? He wasn't Mishtamish Bozakli because Uri was never with her.
Why does it get out tonight?
What? So Memela, what? It comes out of my friend. So David was not over any Yisr at all.
Why does it get out tonight?
This is the Teretz Lemaisa of the Parshas Drachim. Parshas Drachim, Mishnah Lemelech Sefer HaNechumah is called Parshas Drachim. 1 second, Daniel. So that's the first Lashon. Pinchas, you got to get Nechamah. The first Lashon, the first Teretz of the Gemara held, it was a get out tonight. If it's a get out tonight, why would any guy want to do that? Make a get out tonight. If he's Oker Dover Lamafreya, comes out to be listeners, he never was with her. So if he never was with her, no problem. Yushalmi says it's Usher, but he never was with her. The Lishta Basra holds like the other sheet in Yushalmi that says it's Mutta for a Melch to marry a man of a commoner, of a hedjit. The Mele, you don't have to say Uriah never was with her. The Mele, Mistami didn't make a get out tonight. He made a regular get. That's the second Lashon of the Gemara. So it comes out according to the Chassam, that both Terutzim and the Gemara hold that a get was given. First Terutz holds the get was out tonight. If the get was out tonight, but how could they live together? How could he continue to marry her? There was a me'ilah. B'shas that David HaMelech married Bathsheba, she was still married. No, it was a rape. So you don't have that din of me'ilah. Why would the guy ever get a get out tonight? The Oker Kedushin with my friend Yossi? Turns out he was baller single. Out of wedlock, Terutz says he never was baller. And therefore, David HaMelech couldn't marry her because it wasn't Klishin, he was established by Hedi, he was established by Melech. Second day of the Gemara says, no, it was a get gomer without a Tanai. And we hold like the other sheet in the Yushalmi that says a Melech can marry an Almana of a Hedjith, no problem. And Lamaisa, you don't have to see Uriah never was with her. Uriah was with her, no problem. So this is the Shtikal Torah I wanted to say over Chassam Sevi. It says both Teruts, very beautiful Pshat, Lamaisa. Not the Pashtun shot in the Gemara, but as I said to you before, at least now the first Teretz in Gemara is dealing with the Pesukim, no? So you could easily just say that the first Teretz held David HaMelech didn't do the same minig of his father, right? Could say like that. But it's a Pashtun that says it, Pashtun shot. Yes, Gabi?
Rashi says the second was all tonight, though.
Couldn't hear you. What?
Rashi says it was all tonight.
This is against Rashi. That's what I said. This is like the Rabbeinu Tam that says the second Teretz in Gemara was a get without a tonight. This is going to be with the Rabbeinu Tam, not within Rashi. It's a good point. But it's within Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam argues. Okay? Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Why is it get out tonight, Oker Kedushin
Lamafreya? What'd you say?
Why is it get out tonight, Oker Kedushin?
Why do you have to say that, Lamaisa? That's what the Aflo wants to say. It was Nekrin Kedushin Lamafreya. It was a get out tonight. That's what he wants to tie in. You're right. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that, but that's what the Aflo wanted to say, Lamaisa.
But isn't a Kedushin out tonight, Oker Kedushin Lamafreya, not a get out tonight? But
you could say Kedas Moshe Yisrael Lamais. That's what he wants to learn. Da Flo wants to learn Pshat in the Tais. You don't have to say like that. But that's what he wants to learn. He wants to learn that it was Oker the Kedushin Lamafreya. Okay, let's get to the Taisis, guys, inside. Okay, let's go. We got it so far. This is the Pshat Lamais we want to suggest. Okay. All right. Let's get the Pshat Lamais. Now, why do you think I just want to point out, well, why do you think Rashi didn't want to say it's a get gomer? What forced Rashi to say it was a get al tanai? What do you think? Why did Rashi not want to say it's a get gomer? Because the psukim say that Uriah came back in the middle of the war, the Haflah says. And David said, go home and live with your wife. Uriah didn't want to, because he was in the midst of war, he didn't think it's proper. Right? So if you hold that Uriah gave a get gomer without a tanai, so why would David HaMelech say go home? And Bowler, you have to re-mekadosh her. That's what forced Rashi to say it was a get al tanai. Kolzman, the get wasn't chal, they were still married. I want you to get that shot. The Haflah says, why did Rashi convince to say it was a get al tanai? You follow me, Shimon? The reason is because otherwise, Lamaisa doesn't, the dialogue between David and Uriah doesn't make sense. He says, go home and live with your wife. You got to get remarried if it was a get gomer. So that's what Haflah wants to say. Rashi wasn't comfortable with this shot. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Pinchas. What do you say?
How does the tzad that holds get gomer explain that possibly?
Yeah, that's a good point. How do you understand the dialogue? Would you understand that dialogue? So I would say, or he would say, yeah, get remarried. When he said, go to the house, get remarried. You have to read it into the pasuk.
But why would David care if it was a get gomer? Meaning, if it's a get gomer, then...
No, but I'm saying he's directing, go ahead, how could he tell a man that divorced his wife, go ahead and bowl her? You have to refer her.
But why would he care if he would be bowler now? If it's a full get, then he has full permission to, then David would have full permission to be bowler, so he wouldn't care.
He wanted to make sure that the pregnancy was not from him,
But if it's a get
to cover that up.
If it's a get gomer, then he wouldn't need to cover it up, because he would have full rishus to do it.
I mean, if it was a get gomer, Lamaisa. If it was a get gomer, what does he need to cover up at all?
Exactly.
He gave her a get on day one.
Give it a photo shows.
Yeah, you mean Tosis doesn't ask that kasha, he asks other kashas. But you could ask that kasha. It's a good kasha what Pinchas is asking. You know what I'm saying? Does everyone hear what Pinchas is asking? If it was a get gomer from day one, what was David HaMelech worried about? What do you mean by public policy? It looks bad?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If he has a policy in place that he wants everyone to ready get to their wives, so then no one's going to do it if they're afraid that the king's going to then come and,
He was uncomfortable with the whole situation in general, you mean? He was uncomfortable with the whole situation. Okay, it could be. Could be, you're saying. Okay, let's think about it. It's a good kasha. Very good kasha. Maybe you could say what Daniel said. He was uncomfortable with people knowing that, Lamaisa. But he married her later, though. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's the shot. You know, it doesn't look good that he was balling a woman out of wedlock. You know what I mean? Because it's from the psukim, he married her later, you know? He didn't marry her at that time. So that's what I would say. More than what Daniel's just saying, it doesn't look nice. He was balling her out of wedlock, you know? So that doesn't look nice. So he wanted to cover that over. Maybe that's the shot. Not just public policy, you know what I'm saying? Just doesn't, you know, he was balling out of wedlock then. Okay. You're right, it's not as bad, it's not an HCC, but still not, you know, it's not great.
Also, what we said about the king not being able to use the kli of a...
Yes.
And we said that it had to be that they never had bia.
Yes, according to one day.
How long does... is there a concept of a woman being able to divorce her husband if he doesn't have bia with her, or is it only the other
way? No, we said kesef shtar o bia. Any kiddushin, they're done. You need to get to terminate that, even if there's no bia.
Okay.
You always need that. I'm glad he asked me that. The kiddushin you always need is enough to require a get. Can't just, even if they didn't have bia. Absolutely. Okay, let's say a couple got married, they never consummated. Doesn't mean everyone's a kiddushin. Needs a get. Okay? Let's see, real quick, Ezra.
Does the king have power of Afkinu?
What'd you say?
Does the king have the power of Afkinu?
What do you mean, Afkinu?
That he can, like, peasant?
No.
No?
He can... needs the bezdin. Poshupshan needs the bezdin. The collective basis. He can't do that, Stam, on his own, unilaterally. Okay, let's see the Tyson side. Ben, go ahead. Guys, let's take a look. Everyone got it inside? Let's see. Go ahead, Ben. Yeah, call a Yitzhi. Let's go. Oh. He takes out the word im. You saw that? He says, my kolayotze, ha what? Takes out the word, should be ha. Ha lo mahani. Yesh lo. Oh, so what does he say? What do you mean kolayotze? Seems from Rashi that the concern is that you don't want to get stuck in Yibum. That's what it seems that way. You know, Rashi doesn't say a word about Igum. You know, if you looked in Rashi closely, I don't think it's slam dunk in Rashi that he's referring to that. He just says Yamus b'mokama. Usually in Shas, though, we're worried about getting stuck and falling into Yibum. Usually, but I don't know if it's a Raya Brura. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Rabbi Natan assumed that Rashi was driving and helping people not to get stuck with the Yabin. I don't know. I mean, you could have said Yamus also meant what? Iguna. You know what I'm saying? Did everyone think that themselves when they read the Tosfos? But that was the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just saying, Lamaisa, you don't have to necessarily say like that. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to say like that. The truth is, if you look in the Ritvoya, let's get it down. The Ritvoya writes, he says, Kol HaYotzes Lav Davka, anyone who needs it. Lamaisa, Rashi would say, it means anyone who needs it. Doesn't mean Davka is someone what? Could be we're afraid he's going to be captured. Or, you know, there won't be Edim, they'll be stuck as an Aguna. So, the Ritva right there defends Rashi. You could say Kol Yotze doesn't, you know, does not pigeonhole to Yibum. And we're pointing out, number two, that reading Rashi, who says that, Rashi didn't say, Davka Yibum, he said Yamus. And number three we're pointing out, Lomaisis, is that Ritva, Taka says it. Kol Yotze means, you know, anyone. Now, anyone who Taka needs it, okay, that's one kashi yes. Go ahead, Vaod. Says in the Mishnah in the seventh parak of Gittin, what is the woman's status during these days? Go ahead. That's a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. Go ahead. She's like an Eish Ish Ish for all the koi. What? What is that going on? What is that going on, Vikoi? The Mishnah and Ayin Gimel is commenting on the Mishnah of Daf Early and Ayin Beis. Vikoi, the Seif Amai Osorna, Amai, Diktani, it's referring to what? Elmine, go ahead. Oh, it's referring to the case, Areze Gitech. Oh, he's saying that it should be a get from the day if he dies. Then it should be a get, yes? And the Gemara says, what is her status between the Nesina and the death? Go ahead. V'chein Mashma. Then it's also going on the Sefer. Alma, we see. Meaning that even though you said Me'ayom, the get is not chal from the day it's given. When is the get chal? The day before he dies. He gave the get on day one, and 12 months later he dies. So it's going to be chal the day before he dies, not the day that he gave it. Go ahead. So she's an Eish Ish in that 12-month span. Go ahead. Oh, from the last point that he's in the world. Perusho. It's not that he actually said that Lusha, but we're interpolating. The high Damar. It's not that the gets Chal Miad in the Nesina, like we said. Ella what? That it should take effect 1 second before he dies. The Hainu. V'lo Amar. Ella. Oh, he just doesn't want to be chal after he's dead. Ain't get lachar misa, we learned. On Bezum and Bez. Go ahead. That's why he said miyom. Klomar. Oh, from the last seconds in the world. Yehei what? Oh, and that's why he's told Dabri Bisasso. Because he wants to be chal a second before he dies to get out of Yibum. So therefore what? So what do you see from the Taisus? What's the second Kasha? What's the second Kasha? Second Kasha is that what? That this whole get that Rashi says was push up shot a get lamafreya is not going to help you. Because the get's going to be chal from Uriah to his wife Bathsheba the second before he died. Well, he was bowler doubled up before that time. So what does it help? That's a second kasha. First kasha is it's only limited for people for you. Second kasha is that it's not going to help at all.
Isn't that what get lamafreya is?
You could go get lamafreya Johnny all the way back. Or you could go also second before he's dead. So Mehayom Tosis proves from the Gemara is that your status is married in that year. You see that Mehayom means from the second before he dies.
As you said earlier, he otherwise would be delayed. Yeah, she would have received it on a later point.
No, but the Ksiva and the Sina were the same day. Don't worry about that. I'm talking about the effect of the get. The Chaloitza get. You follow me? Don't confuse that. I'm glad you asked me that. The Ksiva and the Sina were the same day, so it's not a problem to get moving. The shadow is when does the Chaloitza get? The effect of the get might be delayed. So that's what he's a. This is a bomb kasha. What is the whole point going to help you? She's still an Eish HaSish. Go ahead. Umiyu. Tal korcha. In other words, mehayom in a chanami might mean the what? The second before the guy dies. But if you elucidate that you want it to be chal when? Mishas ksiva, like you said, then in taka the get is a good get. And there was an elucidation. Every soldier went out that said the get is chal from the day of the ksiva. There wasn't just mehayom. There was an elucidation. If there's an elucidation, then it's Chlor works Lamafre all the way back, and when he was lived with her, she was not an Eishesish. That's what Tysus wants to answer. Okay? We got that? V'od. Go ahead. Guys, look inside. V'od nira. There's lav dafka that if he dies, didn't mean die. Ella what? Ella Shapiresh. Go ahead. Sheim Yamus b'mochama, Elahayu Masnim.
Elahayu Masnim im lo yachzor min hamelchama.
Then the get is chal me'ayom. Meaning, even if he doesn't die or if he's captured, he wants her to be mutter from this day. You follow me? Nurse, you can't say. Nurse, he wants to answer Rashi. Please get this down. You can't say it means me'eish shani ba'olam, right? You can't say that because even if he's ba'olam, he wants the get to be a get. Let's say he's captured. Or he's in a captivity. Still wants the get to be a get. So he wants a miyashim rashi. Say normally it means from the last second before he dies. But here it can't mean that. Even Rashi will agree to that. It means what? It means all the way back. So why did it say misa? Why did Rashi say misa? Go ahead. Bagav riyate. He was just running along. Now what's the usual manner why a person doesn't come back from war? Because they what? They die, God forbid. Go ahead. That's why Rashi mentioned it. V'agav riyate nakad what? Huh? Ella what? Nishba, same halacha if he's captured with the hay. Go ahead, v'hashta? Demisha, so it's not like the seventh parak of Gittin, which Taka, second before it dies, that's what he meant, because he doesn't want her to get fall to Yibam. Here it means all the way back from the time of the Ksiva Nesina. Ella.
Ella me'ayom, me'ayom ktiba.
Kamar. So where are we up to now? Okay? We have to pick it up from here tomorrow. But where are we at now? Let's summarize what we have so far. Rashi learned the get was what? The get was l'mafreya. Rabbeinu Tam had the impression from Rashi only meant for people that what? Only meant for people that had Yibum. Difficulty says, it says Kol HaYotze, he's bothered by that. We said, number one, you read Rashi, who says that's true? He said, Misa. How do you know it meant only for Yibum? Maybe meant for Aguna, right? That's number one, right? That's number one. Problem is, I'll tell you that, thinking about that, you know why Misa means that? Because you could be captured and have a problem in Aguna. You know what I mean? So I'm retracting what I'm saying. When you say Misa, you're looking at what? Yibum. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can have a problem with Aguna if he's captured too as well. You say Misa, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what? That's only for Yibum. That's difficult. Rabbeinu Tam says, lav dafka. Okay. Second kasha was what? On Rashi? He said, what does Mehayom usually imply? Second before the guy's dead. That won't solve the problem. She's a nation piece while the time he lived with her. So therefore he says, Lamaisa, very difficult, kasha, two kashas. So he says, maybe you could say that Mehayom means a second before you die, but what is when you elucidate and the soldiers elucidate it and then all the way back? That's number one. Number two, Mehayom also might mean, in this context, might mean all the way back. Because the whole point is, can't mean a second before you die. Because why? The whole point is you want to get stuck as an Aguna. So it's not always Misa. So even Mehayom might be all the way back. So at this point now, we have saved Rashi. We had two kashas on Rashi, and Tosfos answered Rashi, the kashas on Rashi, and frem for Rashi. Okay? All right. What'd you say, Daniel?
The premise of Tosfos is now gone, because the premise is that the only reason writing this yet is for evil, not for
anyone. Now he's being the Ashi of Rashi. Rashi.
So Maskana, he's saying that it's for Aguna, not just for evil.
Yeah, it's to save for Aguna, correct. But which is interesting, let's close with this point. Based on that shtickle we have with the Baal Turim, Moshe Rabbeinu, what? had them only give get to save what? Yibum. David HaMelech expanded it. In the beginning of Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of Rashi was it all, David was also only what? Only for Yibum, which is interesting. Moshe's was only for Yibum, and David HaMelech was only for Yibum. Now, as you're pointing out very astutely, that he's rejecting that premise and expanding it what? Expanding it for everybody. Okay, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. What a wonderful day. Let's stop a minute. Who has to dab for the omen? Ben, you read so well, you dab for the omen. Let's go. Guys, no tachet today. Yom Kippur Kut. Last day.